Now, this next song is taking us to Dublin. Going to Dublin because the next two tracks are about Dublin. The first one, well, I should really use the old cliche, this one needs no introduction and I won't introduce it. That's not so here, because I'm going to introduce the best version of Molly Malone that I know. Now, I'm not saying that they're the best version there is. I'm saying it's the best version I know. It's the Dubliners telling the story of that young lady who went round through the streets, broad and narrow, selling her wares.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they both streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. And no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, 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 oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
I'm sure if you were ever asked to sing or to name an Irish song, you certainly would come up with that one. Well, it would be in the top five of people's most well-known Irish songs. The Dubliners there and Molly Malone. We're staying in Dublin because I want to paint for you now a picture of an old man sitting down looking over the city of Dublin and remembering his youth and his childhood. This is a wonderful version of the song Dublin in the Rare Old Times. We here in Ireland, when we want to talk about yesteryear or the day or times gone by, Dublin people say, ah, yeah, that was in the rare old times. And here's this old man, and he's telling us about his growing up in Dublin, playing children's games, ring a rosy, a pocket full of posy. And then he remembers his boyhood. And then he remembers the girl that he loved who went away to Birmingham. And now he begins to think towards the end that, well, Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. the Royal has gone. That's the big theatre. And lots of other places have all disappeared. And Dublin is not the same. They're building up brand new buildings all over the place. This is a wonderful interpretation of this track by Noel Purcell. Noel, who was in many, many movies. He played Irish characters in movies. And I had the good fortune to meet him on three occasions. And he was very pleased. And I've mentioned this on the programme before, when I brought up one of the parts that he played in one of the movies, and I sang a song that he sang in one of the movies. But that's for another day. Here's Noel Purcell's interpretation of Dublin in the rare old times. And think of this old man looking down over the city of Dublin, reminiscing.
I pity the chiselers these days. Ah, they had all sorts of game. And songs and rhymes, but they've all gone. Times have changed, but the memory of those days will always stay with me, because when you're raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town, the hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes that once was part of Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines. Oh, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Now my name is Sean Dempsey, and I'm as Dublin as could be. Born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade, I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress. My trade's a memory, and I courted Peggy Diamond, as pretty as you please, a rogue and a child of Mary from the rebel liberties. But I lost her to a student chap, face as black as coal. When he took her off to Birmingham, she took away me soul. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin city in the rare hour. The years have made me bitter, and the jar has dimmed me brain, because Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The Pillar and the Met have gone, the Royal long since knocked down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey. I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. You see, I'm part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin city and the rare out of time. Memories. Changes. Ring a ring a rosy. A bottle full of posies. Asha. We all fall down.
When I played the Dubliners track Molly Malone a few moments ago, I said that I thought, in my book anyway, that that was the best recording of Molly Malone. That's just Joe's opinion. I want to say also that particular version of Dublin in the Rare Owl Times by Noel Purcell, for me, is so moving. It's just so eloquent. It's got everything. Wonderful. Okay, so he doesn't sing it, but so what? He just sits there and reminisces. Wonderful. I wonder how many Eileens are listening to me as I record Sounds Irish. Eileen, if you're listening, this one is for you from Hugo Duncan.
I'm always light-hearted and easy. Not a care in the world have I. 'Cause I know I am loved by a collie, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away o'er the mountains, where the little birds sing in the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing in the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. The time I bid goodbye to Eileen, 'twas a time I'll never forget. For the tears bubbled up from their slumber, I fancy I see them yet. They look like the pearls in the ocean as she wept her tale of love. When she said, my dear boy, don't forget me till we meet here again far above. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing in the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me.
Where we sport beneath each green leafy shade, on the banks of my own lovely Lee. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we ramble along amongst your green mossy banks and wild flowers? And then when the evening sun sinking to rest shed its golden light over the sea, the maid with her lover, wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely lea. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely lea.
A song to stir the heart of every Cork person listening to Sounds Irish, Sean O'Shea and the Artane Boys Band, and their interpretation of On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lea. As I've pointed out before, Lea is the river on which Cork stands. I'm dedicating this next track to Marie Rudies in Sacramento, California. Marie is a regular listener to the programme. She loves Sounds Irish, and she also is a big collector of Irish music. This song, not this version of it, mark you, but this particular song I played on the very first Sounds Irish centuries ago, and it has always appealed to me. The song is called Kilkelly, which is a village in County Mayo, and it tells the story, and it's a true story, of a young man who emigrated to America, leaving behind his parents and the farm because, well, they couldn't make a living, and he went off to America. And every so often, his father would write to him. Now, the father couldn't write, so he did what a lot of people did in those days in the villages, in the rural parts of Ireland who couldn't write. They got the local schoolmaster to write. Sometimes they got the local priest or the local lawyer to write letters to their youngsters. And each interval takes place on each verse of the song tells what happens as life goes on. And at the very end, in the last verse, the old man dies. But as I said, this is a true story. These letters were actually found by an American guy who was doing research on his family history. There's a lovely line that always appeals to me in this song. It says, "Your mother says not to work on the railroad, and you might think about coming home soon." Have a listen to Irish Roses and their version of Kilkelly.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear, loving son John. Good friend, the schoolmaster, Pap McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England, the house is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes potatoes is sorely infected. A third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are gone to be married in June. Ah, your mother says not to work on the railroad and be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly Island, 18 and 70, dear 11 son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow to be healthy and strong. My girl has got in a wee bit of trouble. I guess that he never will learn. Ah, because of the dampness, we've no turf to speak of, and now we have nothing to burn. And Bridget is happy and named a child for her, and now she's got six of. You say you found work, but you won't say what kind or when you will be coming home. Kilkelly Island, 18 and 80, dear Michael and John, my sons. I'm sorry to give you strong.
Friends, that song never fails to move me. It is a brilliant song, and that was a nice arrangement of it by Irish Roses and Kilkelly. Let's go out on something lively from Patsy Whatcorn.
I wouldn't be a sailor, lad, sailing on the main, to gain the goodwill of his captain's good name. He came ashore one evening for to be, and that was the beginning of the ocean love on me. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green in the north country. Well, I asked for a candle to light me up to bed, and likewise for a handkerchief to tie around me head. She tended to me needs like a young maid ought to do. So then I says to her, now won't you let me with me too? And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green in the north country. But she jumped into bed, I'm making no alarm, thinking a young sailor lad could do to her no harm. Well, I hugged her and I kissed her the whole night long, till she wished a short night and it's 7 years long. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a growing green in the north country. Well, early next morning the sailor lad arose, and into Mary's apron threw a handful of gold. Said, take this, me dear, for the damage I have done, but tonight I feel I've left you with a daughter or a son. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green in the north country. Well, if it be a girl, I'll send her out to nurse, with gold in her pocket and with silver in her purse. And if it be a boy, child, he'll wear the jacket blue and go climbing up the rigging like his daddy used to do. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green in the north country. Come all of you fair maidens, I wanna take me be, and never let the sailor lad an inch above your knee. For I trusted one, and he beguiled me, and he left me with a pair of twins to dangle on me knee. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green in the north country. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash.
Well, my good friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have enjoyed it, tell your friends about the programme. And don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. E-V-E-R-T-O-N, all in lowercase, 274@sky.com. And put the words, Sounds Irish, in the subject line. Little bit of a confession to make to you. I've got 3 requests left over from this week, but I will include them in next week's programme. So if you didn't hear your request today, tune in again next week, no matter what radio station in or what country you're listening to me in. This is Joe Ballard saying, friends, I hope all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're doing it together again next week, Joe Ballard saying, take care. God bless you all. Travel safely. Sloan. Bye.